Hey everybody, welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 556. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walt.
What's up?
Good morning.
Party people.
Oh shit, though, the party people in it to the party already.
It's early, I'm tired, I'm rushed. All the things that I dislike.
Right. I think usually being rushed is the bad thing.
Yeah, anytime I have to rush, I immediately just... I'm never like an angry guy, but I feel aggressive inside. I feel the burning desire.
Yeah.
To be aggressive when I'm rushed. And it's always, always my fault. To be clear. If I'm rushed, it is my fault. And I think that is where the burning rage comes from.
Usually it's if I'm rushed, it's usually the other person's fault that when I start getting angry.
Yeah. So you don't get angry when it's your fault?
No.
Yeah. That's the one that burns my ass the most is knowing it's like, it's my fault. Yeah. Cause it's avoidable. I could have done things last night to negate the rushing this morning, but I chose not to because I put too much faith in myself that I could do everything this morning.
Right.
And, I mean, this is where we're at now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you made your bed, you have to lie in it, I think is the expression.
Right.
So I've been rushed this morning. But you make the best of it.
Right. Chaos at Game Stitch Studios.
Yeah. Yeah. Game Stitch HQ burning down this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be all right though. Yeah. You know, rushing's one of those things where the anger builds inside, but once I know I've done everything that I can control. So like once I'm heading the direction I have to go, the rage goes away. I just carry it like up until my journey actually begins.
Right.
Because once I know I've done everything I can do and now it is what it is, I'm okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at this morning.
I'm usually still mad for about an hour.
Oh, yeah. See, I get over it quick. Once I'm like on the road, I'm fine.
Nah.
Just carry it with you.
Usually when we go on vacation, I'm ready to go at a certain time. Then the wife is still trying to do stuff. And it's like, come on, this was supposed to be done last night.
You ever pop off at her or anyone else and you're like, man, I shouldn't have done that?
No.
Like instantly?
No.
Do you agree with all your pop-offs?
Very few that I can count on my hand.
Sometimes the problem with me is that sometimes I can be an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say something and I'm like, that was unnecessary. Like almost before it's even out of my mouth.
Yeah.
But I've got to that point. Now I'm not making an excuse for myself, but I've at that point. All that's left is sarcasm.
I mean, you've worked with me before, so you know I don't really pop off or get angry.
Yeah, it happens, though. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody can get there. It just takes a lot, and usually with me, it's a smart-ass comment that comes. It was completely unnecessary. It doesn't help anything.
No, those I have a lot of. I always have smart-ass comments.
But sometimes, like as they're coming out of my mouth, I'm like, I'd like to have that back.
Most of them I don't. I'm like, you deserve it.
Yeah, I always feel like someone deserves it if I do it, but I like to have it back. I like to not do that for people.
Mm-hmm. 23 years, me and wife been together. I've never slept on the couch.
Yeah. Should you have?
No.
You don't think that you've done anything that would warrant that?
Never had a situation where I've had to sleep on the couch.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a thing people do.
Oh, yeah. There are people still do. I hear it all the time at work.
Hmm.
And I always get asked for advice about it.
That's a weird move. Like you live in that house together. You can't work it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you choose to sleep on the couch,
yeah,
that's different. But like if you're being forced to, that's weird.
Yeah.
What happens if I just go to bed, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm just having to fall asleep on the couch.
Yeah. But what if you're banished to the couch, though, and then you then go to bed?
Right.
What happens?
The other person has to get out of the bed and go somewhere, go sleep on the couch or in another bed in the house.
Or... domestic.
Right.
Police on the way. Whole thing's a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess some people probably do it because it's easier.
Right.
I don't know. But I have the burning rage inside this morning. Welcome to the show.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's jump right into it. So what you've been playing? Same old Digi Speedstorm, Rocket League.
Yeah, Speedstorm, Rocket League. We played as our game. We played Moving Out 2.
Mm-hmm.
Which I assume we'll touch on together. And then I started Cult of the Lamb, and I have played an unacceptable amount of Cult of the Lamb since I started.
Right.
It is everything that I hoped it would be. It's very much gives me Dredge vibes, or I guess you should say Dredge gives me Cult of the Lamb vibes because mm-hmm. it was out first. But you get tied into these like one more thing, one more run.
Right.
And then next thing you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, and you should have already went to sleep.
I know those feelings.
You know, it's one of those deals where you have a cult you're taking care of. So you have like a village and you have to upgrade things, build new things, also make sure they have what they need to survive. But then you also have to go on these runs in order to have the supplies to do the things.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you're balancing your time between like going out on runs and staying back and making sure everybody's good. Nobody's losing faith and they've got food and all that stuff. And so you're like, I'm going to get off. I just got to do one more run so I can go ahead and queue up enough food so the next time I turn it on, they have food.
Right now, does this game progress while if you're not playing it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
But I don't like to leave myself at a disadvantage for the next time I jump on.
Right.
So I'll run out and I'll get food. Well, while I'm getting food, I'll come back and I'll have enough to make it make sense. They basically do like devotions to you and you get like their enough of that, you level up, you can build new things. So I'll come back from that. I'll have enough to build something new. Well, then I won't have enough supplies for that. So it's like, I got their food, but let me just make a few wood planks so that I can build this building.
Mm-hmm.
So I wait and I make the wood planks to build the building. And then someone comes up to me and they're like, hey, could you do this real quick? And, you know, the faith will go up 25% if you do that. I'm like, well, it'll just take me a second. So let me just run out and do that.
Right.
So then I run out and do that. And then, like, next thing you know, like I said, it's the middle of the night because every one of those 2-minute things leads to another 2-minute thing. Which is the same problem I have with Dredge where I was like, let me just go out real quick and catch a couple more fish so I can buy this thing. And then next thing I know, you know, 2 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
It's deeper than I thought. I have a lot of hours in it, I feel like, already. And I still have, I think, maybe one more world after the one I'm on. Maybe it's just the main one after this. I'm getting closer. Trophies are starting to pop. But, I've had a real good time with it. Is that a Funko Pop?
No, I don't think it's Funko. It's something else.
It's just a vinyl. I feel like I need it, though.
No, but I saw this.
Oh, that's a weird little, like, diorama.
Yeah, someone made it on Etsy.
Oh, it's handmade?
Yeah.
It's neat. It's not mm-hmm. a character that is, like, a pivotal character, but that's weird.
And then there was two of them.
They're neat. I like the little vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind having it. I like that game enough that I would have something on the shelf from it. It's really good.
Yeah, you buy one of the little fake pop figures.
Yeah, I would get one of those if the price is right. $35 from Amazon. That's not terrible. I wonder if they make more or if that's it. Like if it's just that one. Oh, that's the poison. Click on the other lamb. See right beside it? There's an option. You have the possessed lamb. That's the regular lamb. I'd like to have both of them.
Mm-hmm.
That game is dark, but also like somehow like cuddly.
Cuddly.
Yeah, but it's dark.
Oh, should I get something from Big Bad Boy? Big Bad Toys. Where's that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, these are legit, because I ordered from
this place. Oh, yeah, the U2s.
Yeah, U2s.
Y-O-U-T-O-O-Z is the name of the company making the toys. Click on Cult of the Lamb up there and see what they have, if they have anything else. Oh, there they are, Lar. Okay, so they have the One Who Waits vinyl figure. The Attacking Lamb vinyl, just the standard one, and then
the Lamb Soft.
And then,
no, it's just a vinyl figure. But then, listen to the gospel version of the Lamb.
I wonder if that's the possessed one.
And that's the most expensive one. If
click on that one, let's see if that's the same as that possessed one on Amazon. No, it's just him with his eyes closed.
Yeah.
Well, I can't drop a house payment on all those, but I would like to have. The Attackant one is cool.
Get a little hammer.
Yeah, it's cool. Oh, they're numbered, number three. Number two. I assume number one is the standard lamb. No, we can't get a package for that one.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that that's number one, though. No package for just the lamb only.
Number zero for the lamb.
Zero, okay.
And number one is the possessed.
So zero is regular, possessed is two. The one who waits is three.
Mm-hmm. And attacking is four.
Attacking is four.
No, three.
Three. The one who waits was what? Two?
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah, zero, one, two, three.
So lamb, lamb, the one who waits, then lamb, and then who knows? Those are cool.
Mm-hmm.
U2s. I don't like the name.
Yeah. Of those four, if you had your option, we're six of the six.
Classic lamb.
Just classic lamb.
Yeah, it just makes the most sense. Although I do like the idea of classic lamb next to possessed lamb next to the one who waits.
Mm. Okay.
So that's it. Yeah, but I've really enjoyed it.
That's good. So I know you've been wanting to play.
You know, I went back and forth on if I should get the physical edition, and I regret not ordering it now, but the digital was on sale. I would really like to have it. I think about getting it for the Switch, but I'm undecided if I would want to order one of those or not. But I really like that game a whole lot.
Is it a good Switch game? It would be good on Switch?
It would be a good Switch game. You know what it should have been is a good Portal game.
Mm,
I should have played it on the PlayStation Portal.
But it's you want to play it. That.
But I wanted to play it. I've already waited this long. I had an opening, so I jumped on it. It was a Cult of the Lamb shoes.
Yep.
Wasn't the actual shit. But that's all I played.
Okay. Well, I finished up Dredge, platinumed it.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Yep, platinum Dredge. I had fun. I actually had to go help find one fish. I had to go online to find one fish.
When you finished, you were one fish short, basically?
Yeah.
Like when you finished everything else?
Yeah. Well, I finished the game. I still had, I think, 20 fish. But a lot of those were the ones that you have to catch at night. I just skipped over. I didn't get the aberrations and stuff like that. But then I figured out how to use the magic thing. If you just hover over and you can use the magic thing over the pot and you can basically catch a fish that way.
Yes.
And then that's how I was catching aberrations. But then the one moonfish, I couldn't figure out where the moonfish was, where or anything on that. So I had to go online to find that one. But where I'm an explorer, I pretty much had everything else.
Was your last one?
Yeah, and I never even caught that one.
Interesting.
Because I didn't know where that was at. I just skipped over it. So I had to catch the moonfish and then the aberrations for it.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
What did you think?
It was fun.
Did you enjoy it? Would you rank it? Like, do you think it'd make a top five list for you at the end of the year?
I don't know, maybe. Because, you know, I don't play a lot of the new games. So if this game did come out, it would compare to other games that I've played. Because most of the games I've played are older games. You know, I don't do a lot of newer games.
Yeah.
But I can see why you like and I can see why other people. Like, I've told a bunch of people from work, a bunch of the police officers that play games about it, and I've had several of them come back and tell me that it was an amazing game. They really enjoyed it. And I told my one coworker about it. He's like, man, my friend's playing that game. He loves it.
So, you know, the weird thing for me is that's a game I knew I was going to love because of the boat side of it, the ocean side of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, the collecting side of it. But once I got in there, it was a game I thought you would like because of the grind, and I know you like to get in and just wear things down. And that game's built for that.
Yeah, I felt bad because I pretty much use specific, like, dredge machines and the little hooks that I basically use those most of the time. And yeah. Then I had it all, and then I started, like, trying to clean up trophies and clean up the game. And I was doing the whatever you have to put certain fish inside the little stone things.
Yes.
To get, and then you get, like, extra gear or equipment. And I said, man, I wish I would have done this earlier. I could have used that, or I could have used that.
I definitely had a couple things that were the same scenario where I was like, I wish I had known the way the game wanted me to play.
Mm-hmm.
Because the game would have been much easier had I done some of those things.
Yeah, like, because I upgraded everything, like, really fast. So then I'm riding around, and, oh, I don't need these boards. I don't need this, because I'm already maxed out. I don't need this stuff.
Yeah, I agree with that. That I definitely, there was things that I could. That game was so much easier by the end when I didn't need it to be.
Mm-hmm. And, then I think I ended with, like, $36,000 worth of, like, that's how much I had in credit.
Yeah.
Like, I barely needed to use the pods to catch crabs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I had them all, I'd only throw like the two or the three of the bigger ones down. Never used the smaller ones.
Yeah, I will say I wore out the crabbing pots. I was all over it. All right, I'm going to update you on the Cult of the Lamb. So I went to their website. First off, they're cheaper from their website, but they're very odd because they're under pre-order, but they came out already. It's like they're going to do a run number two or something.
Oh, you're talking about
the U2s? So the Lamb is number one. Standard Lamb is number one, mm-hmm. or zero. Possessed Lamb is number one. The One Who Waits is number two, and Attacking Lamb is number three, and their website doesn't even show the number four one.
Yeah, neither did the other one. Didn't show four.
The lamb with its eyes closed, that doesn't show anywhere. They're also only $30 from their website.
Hmm.
So they're cheaper. But the part that's weird is they're all listed as like pre-order with the exception of one.
Hmm.
So I guess they're doing like a new run of them.
Yeah, on Amazon, they have it for the possessed one's $34.99 on Amazon.
Yeah, so they're $29.99 through their website directly. So you could get Lamb, Possessed Lamb, The One Who Waits, Attacking Lamb, which is one through or zero through three, mm-hmm. and they would all be $119.96 to get them all.
Is that something you?
You know, when you see the price all together and you look at the four of them, you're like, that's not bad. But then could I also just get the Lamb and be happy? I think so.
Right. Now, especially with all the issues going on with that company, with Unity.
You know, I like the game. I don't get, the other stuff is what it is. I like the game.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have that on a shelf. Like I have Cupman and, a Cuphead and Mugman.
Yeah.
But I didn't go, you know, the Funko Pop. So I didn't go out and get Miss Chalice and all that stuff. And now, you know, now they have them in Miss Chalice in the plane and they have all the new ones. Like I just wanted Cuphead and Mugman together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Lamb would be cool. I'd like to have the Lamb regular and possessed. The One Who Waits would be cool to have next to the Lamb. So maybe I'll get a couple of them. I don't know that I need all of them necessarily.
Yeah.
They'd be cool to have. It's a game that I really like. I wish they would sell like a proper dredge boat. Like a well-packaged like dredge boat I would buy. Mm-hmm. You know, it probably doesn't make sense to make one, but I would like to have one.
Yeah.
You know, the game was fairly popular, but they probably missed their mark by not having it ready. You know, people want to buy that stuff as soon as they finish the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah. Did you play anything else besides Dredge?
Oh, yes. Played that, and then I started up. My nose is itching. Shoot, wait a minute, because I jumped around. Played a little bit more GTA, as usual. But not much. I think I maybe got 3 days worth of GTA in. Played PUBG Battlegrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then our game that we've been playing, or the new game we played for this week, was Moving Out 2. So I played Moving Out, the first one.
Yes, I played the first one as well.
So I played a little bit of that.
Yeah, so the first week we played Secret Neighbor. This week we played Moving Out 2. And I think he's going to pick a different game every week.
Okay.
Because he doesn't feel like those are games that anyone wants to play for multiple weeks. So it's an interesting approach.
Yeah, I played the first week, because just in case we played the second one, I wanted to get a little bit more practice. I knew I was I was horrible at the game.
Well, I think everybody is. I think that's the point.
Yeah.
It controls like shit. Everybody's in everybody's way. It was fun. I mean, there's a lot of laughter. It was a good time. Secret Neighbor was the same way.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he's picked two fun games. The only thing I wonder is, like, is he burning options by only doing it for a week?
Mm-hmm.
Like, could we have played Burning or either one of those games for a full month and everybody still had fun? Now, I will tell you, I don't think I could have played Secret Neighbor for a month.
Oh, no, no. This one I probably could if we tried to, like, to go and beat the game or try to get as much done.
But, yeah, if we were trying to beat this one, I think I would be good.
But I agree. The Secret Neighbor, I couldn't have done that.
You know, I did the totally reliable delivery service and then switched over to Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want to play that for a month, but 2 weeks of it was, even by the second week, I think everybody was getting tired of it, but it was still like an okay amount of time. But you know, a week is a lot of, he's going to go through four games.
Yeah.
So we'll see, maybe something will stick and he'll circle back to it, or somebody else will too, but who knows. But yeah, it was a fun time. That game is silly. It's just like the first one, but kicked up a notch, but it's a silly good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just played those two games. I wanted to jump in the forest and play the forest, but then I did. Then I was like, well, I'm just going to get too involved in it and I don't want to do stuff. And
yeah.
Just still want to like play that.
I'd like to see a little bit of that one. You know, we try to play on the map that he started, but connection issues. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, he didn't save that whole time we played.
Oh, no.
Until he got off. But he says that because we got kicked before he saved it, that none of our progress will even have stuck.
Right.
Because he has to say, like, when he saves, it saves your progress as well.
Yeah, because we were already gone, so don't even know where we are.
Correct. So it basically doesn't think we ever came in, probably. So he thinks that if we jump back in, you'll actually be on the plane again.
Yeah.
And that sucks. Because I was balls deep in a cave.
Yeah, you were.
So that's a fun game. I would like to see more of it also. I don't know that I will.
Mm-hmm.
He still has two more weeks of his multiplayer game, and then it switches over to me. I'm set with what I'm playing. We're going to play it for 4 weeks. No switching.
Okay, then I'm good this week to play, but week four will not be here.
You'll miss.
Yeah, I'll miss.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to stick with the schedule, because I think I want to play in October because I got Spooky Game.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, he's got two more weeks. It's this one and that one. Yeah, so it'd be perfect. I would land at the very beginning of October. So we'll see what happens with that. You're gone the whole week, though, so you don't have a way to make it up.
Oh, yeah, Saturday to Saturday.
Yeah. Vacation number 215 for the year.
No, it's actually first full week vacation of the year.
It's vacation 37, though. You're doing the listeners a disservice by trying to act like you haven't taken a vacation.
This is actual real vacation.
That's bullshit.
Vacation.
They've all been real.
No, because we're going to a beach.
It doesn't have to go to a beach to be real.
Talked about this.
You take a day off of work to go do something for yourself that isn't in the town you live in, that's a vacation.
No.
Yeah.
Visiting family, like, I don't think is a vacation.
I can't even say state. Within an hour, if you go outside, maybe that's too close. Anything longer than 2 hours away from your home and you take off of work, vacation.
I'll agree to disagree.
Did you use vacation time?
Yes.
Yeah. What about the other days off?
Sometimes no, because we're already off.
Yeah, but if you're not and you took a day off, you would use a vacation day because it's a vacation.
Right, but then if we're off a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and I go out of town, it's not still I'm not taking vacation
because if time. You needed to take the Friday, you would have used vacation
day. Or I wouldn't have went.
You know it in your heart that these are vacations. Vacation, this is at least 16.
16 of the year?
Yeah.
Maybe the 16th time I've gone somewhere, but not vacation.
Yeah. So we wish you well.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken zero, but I don't like to vacation.
Yeah, I like to, especially where I went the first like 15 years of my marriage, not going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't like to go anywhere. All that happens when I go somewhere is that I wish I hadn't.
Yeah.
And I would like to not be there anymore.
Me, I'm the opposite. I'm like, man, I wish I would have done this earlier. I wish we'd have got more days.
I've never thought that. I'm like, when's home?
Not me.
I like the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's my safe place.
So I'm glad to be away. Actually have real air conditioner and.
Yeah, the rest of the world is just a giant no-no square for me. I just want to stay home.
Yeah. All right, so let's jump into some news then.
Yeah, it's a shorter episode because I'm an asshole and I thought I could squeeze more in my morning than I can.
Mm-hmm.
That should be said too. That's why I have the burning rage.
Right. Now, do you want to talk about the Cult of the Lamb, the Unity debacle that they're having or no?
You can.
So I guess Unity, the company has made a Cult of the Lamb. They've threatened to, they've upped the price on developers, a kit. So they're going to charge them a little bit more when they make a game after 200,000.
Yeah. So Unity is the engine that it uses.
Yes.
So not the maker, but the engine that the developer used.
Right.
I mean, this happens every time somebody does. We went through this with Epic too.
Mm-hmm.
Is it shitty? I don't know. You know, game development is a weird thing.
Yeah, they want a little bit more money to use their stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the short answer, right, is if you don't like it, don't use Unity.
Right. And then the makers of Cult of the Lamb Among Us are threatening. Cult of the Lamb said that they're going to shut the game off on January 1st if it doesn't reach. And Among Us said they're going to have to do some stuff themselves.
You know, it's weird. Those games have both made tons of money.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. And if they go somewhere else, they're going to pay. I mean, maybe the structure is bad on this one, but they're going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to end up paying someone else, you know. So Massive Monster is the developer of Cult of the Lamb.
And then the Unity had to shut their close their offices down. They have everybody work from home or not work at all because of the threats.
Yeah, so they're. Right now, Cult of the Lamb, they're saying their plan is to delete the game from sale on January 1st, but I don't have fear that this happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is Unity flexed, and they're calling their bluff.
Yeah.
But I think where they better be careful is, you know, Massive Monster needs to understand they're not on the scale that Unity is.
Mm-hmm.
Unity doesn't care if Cult of the Lamb gets yanked.
No.
You know, they can retool that, put it on a different engine, put it back out if that's what they want to do. It's going to cost them a lot more than what they're going to lose in the new deal, I would imagine.
For sure.
But at the other side, I'm all about somebody taking a stance. I love a hard stance.
Mm-hmm.
I love somebody being hung up on principle and saying, fuck it, I'd rather not sell it than let you push me around. I like that too.
Yeah.
But businesses are going to business. And one thing I know about them is that nobody cares about the other guy. Right. You don't, if you're them, you think they already get enough money from you. And if you're Unity, you're like, hey, your game only exists because of us. And it costs a lot more than you realize to keep this engine updated.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're a consumer, you're like, this game is too expensive. Why does it cost so much? A game shouldn't be $80. A game shouldn't be $70. A game shouldn't be $30. Well, that's because everybody's got their hand out.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got to get paid and still somebody at the end of the day still needs to make a little money so they can make another game. This is the gross business side of it. And I don't know enough about game development to know what's fair and what's not.
I agree.
I thought you passed out for a second.
No.
At that pregnant pause.
I was thinking. All right. So next news. Xbox Game Pass hit 300 million subscribers prior to core tier launch.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty good.
It's a big number. Those aren't concurrent though, right? Those are just like through the lifetime. That's how many subscribers it's
yes.
had. Yeah. So that number is a little bit misleading.
Right. Cause people probably purchase it multiple times.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause those people who buy like the cards, those are individual sales, I bet.
Yeah. The 3 month, 1 month.
Yeah. Those are individual. Every one of those counts as a user, even if the same person's been buying 1 month cards for 6 years.
So it says the service had 29 million users as of November of 2022. So from then to the end of August, they gained another million subscribers.
It's not, those numbers aren't terrible, but you know, there's no way Game Pass is profitable.
Yeah, and then with the Xbox Live, Xbox Game Pass Core being rolled over to, or being rolled over to that, or I said not the Xbox Core, Xbox Live Gold, being moved over to the core, players will automatically be moved into their complimentary tier.
Which automatically boosts the numbers even more.
Yeah.
Because they renamed it, basically. Right. It's interesting. You know, the things you do for shareholders, right?
Right. Next thing I thought was pretty cool is Xbox apparently wants to overhaul achievements someday. They want to add they're talking about adding a platinum style thing.
It should have it. I mean, I don't think you would find anyone that would argue that the achievement system is better than the trophy system. And it's simply in my mind because of that final trophy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the trophy system is better than the achievement system.
Yeah. That's what I meant. I mean, I can glance at your trophies, and know how much you enjoyed playing a game. I can click on Dredge for you. And if you have that platinum, I know you played that game hard.
Mm-hmm.
If I pull it up and you have 850 gamer score, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the difference to me is like, it's just a very simple way to say like, I got the platinum versus I got all the achievements, just doesn't hit as hard. So I like it. I think they should.
Yeah. All right. Next thing is,
you know, PlayStation copied the trophies from them, from their achievements. So there's no reason not to then take what they made better and make it better than them.
Right.
So
we had two, big directs. We had Nintendo Direct and we had PlayStation
State of Play. Yeah.
So I'm going over to Nintendo one first. Did you watch any of it at all?
No, I've seen the overview of the PlayStation one, but I didn't see any of it really other than one thing we'll talk about. And I saw none of the Nintendo.
Okay. So Nintendo, released a Princess Peach Showtime game. That's their big thing that they're pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to play any of the trailers on the Nintendo one because it has too much sound. I can't stop it. They did Paper Mario, A Thousand Year Door, F-Zero 99. They're bringing Tomb Raider 1 through 3 remastered, starring Lara Croft. And that's going to be for all consoles. It's not going to just be for Nintendo. But they're the ones who announced it. It actually does look like a bigger upgrade. Trombone Champ, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown. So this is a newer Prince of Persia game, Luigi's Mansion 2 HD, Another Code, Recollection, Bandletale Elite, Legend Story, Song of Ninu, A League of Legends Story, Among Us, Fungal Map. So they're getting a different kind of map. That's coming out in October. Mario vs. Donkey Kong, Splatoon 3 Expansion Pass called Side Order, Super Mario RPG. This is I guess it's the NES game is back. Did they have Nintendo? I mean, a Mario RPG back in the day?
Yes.
Okay. Dave the Diver, which I think we've talked about before.
Yeah, can't wait for it.
Mm-hmm. Wargrove 2, Horizon Chase 2, WarioWare Move It, Detective Pikachu Returns, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Booster Course, Wave 6, Spy X Anya, Operations Memories, Super Crazy Rhythm Castle, Contra Operation Gulag, War Tales. There's a bunch of new amiibo figures they announced. A couple more. Saga Emerald Beyond, Eastward Octopia. Then Battle Crush, 30-player Battle for All.
A lot of games.
Yeah, they really push it out there. But I think Princess Peach Showtime is their big one. They really showed a lot of that game.
Looks good. It looks like one of those games.
All right, now PlayStation, some news real quick. The PlayStation catalog is gonna be have some new games. Star Ocean, The Divine Force, Sniper, Ghost Warrior, Contract 2, Odin Sphere, Liftriser, Unpacking, a game called Unpacking, and Civilization 6, 13 Sentinels, Nier Replicant, Planet Coaster, which is something I think you'd probably play.
You know, I've had it downloaded on PS5 forever and never played it.
Civilization 6 is a game I probably play of all those.
Yeah, I do like Civ.
Unpacking's a game I can see you got playing.
I started that on Xbox and didn't stick with it, but I didn't give it enough of a chance.
Another game that they're released is This War of Mine Final Cut, which I played the first one. I really enjoyed the first one, which is rare for me. Tales Noir, Call of the Sea, which is already out. So next one, PlayStation had a huge update. Did you update your PlayStation?
Yeah, I did.
Did you
It
notice
changed some
it?
things. Yeah, it
Yeah.
changed the way some things work.
I think most people were happy about the beeping, which we talked about before. I think I'm gonna keep the beep.
Yeah, no, that's never been a thing for me, but I'm
Yeah.
glad people can turn it off, I guess.
Okay, now the State of Play came out. One of the announcements, which is they didn't put on there on this package deal that I had, but Roblox is one of the games that's coming to PlayStation finally.
So to me, that's the biggest announcement of the state of play. But to be clear, the biggest announcement for me is one that you'll get to in a second, I'm sure.
Yeah, so Roblox is coming October 10th. So you want to play Roblox on PlayStation? You can now.
But that is the biggest announcement, I think.
For
That's
you. Yeah.
big. No, no,
Oh,
not
yeah.
for me. I'm not going to play it.
Oh.
But that's the biggest announcement of that, I think.
Let me share the screen. So they announced a game called Baby Steps, which we've talked about before.
Yep.
Looks
Still looks silly.
weird.
Yeah.
Yep. Ghostbusters Rise of Ghost Lord. That looked fun.
Is that a VR game?
Yes.
Yeah, that looks good.
Resident Evil 4 VR mode. Avatar Frontiers of Pandora. That actually looked really neat.
Yeah, it's a Ubisoft joint.
Ghost Runner 2. Then they showed off Deep Earth Collection. It's the controllers and plates for your PlayStation. A deep red, a blue, and a silver. I like
Yeah,
those.
these for me are the biggest part of it. They're metallic.
Yeah, they're.
So they're like a galactic red, cobalt blue, and then a silver, but they all look metallic, and that blue hits for me. So does that red, so does that silver. I'm not a silver guy. That silver looks awesome. Those all look elegant,
They have a
and
Chrome controller.
yeah, they look good.
I know I might
Shout
have to
out to
get.
those.
I have a red controller, but and I want.
It's time to change the color of my PS5, and that silver might be classy enough to do it. I want the blues and the pinks and all that, but I mean, that's probably going to look funny on a shelf, but that silver would look classy.
Would you just get the play, or would you get the play and the controller?
I'd get both, but I wouldn't use the controller. Or just have it so it looked like a set.
All right. They announced a Helldivers 2.
It got a release date of February, and that's too late for that game, in my
Yeah, it
opinion,
should be
but
out this year.
yeah, it should be out this year.
But then they did Marvel Spider-Man 2, which they showed a lot of.
Way too much of for me.
Yeah. And it looked good. I like it. I'll play it.
But you were already gonna play it and didn't need to see everything about
No,
it.
right. Now I think they're doing too much with it. Like I'm not big on all the costumes.
They're fun, but I mean, they don't bother me one way or the other. They just need to stop showing that game.
Yeah, because I think they're gonna show too much of
You don't
it.
need to build hype for Spider-Man. It's already there.
Tales of Arise, Beyond the Dawn. Honkai Star Rail. Foam Stars, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Foam Stars is an open and beta, and it's basically their Splatoon.
And that was it.
Yeah. For me, those consoles are the biggest, but I think Roblox is probably the actual biggest thing people are going to be excited
Oh
about.
yeah, because they're gonna make a lot of money for Roblox having Roblox on.
Yep. So I'm gonna have to go. I don't know if you have more stories or if you want to keep going without me, but I'm gonna have to go at this point.
Oh man, I was gonna miss out. Here, let me just show you this one thing real quick then.
Okay.
So Lego Ideas releases Phantom of the Love. It's got 10,000 supporters. And I know you like these
Rolls Royce Phantom.
Yeah.
So I do like that, but I don't like the bigger cars
because mm-hmm.
I don't know where to put them.
Right.
I think they're awesome, but where am I going to put that?
I just showed you because I know you in GTA, that was one of the cars you liked.
It's super cool.
Yep.
I mean, that thing would look incredible on like in the right house. I don't have the right house, I assure
you. Yeah, no, I like it, but I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah, it's cool. If someone gave it to me, I'd be stoked.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want to keep going without me?
Here's a couple things. I mean, we'll be done in like 2 minutes or okay. less than 2 minutes. Lego Masters, this is Lego time. Lego Masters Season 4 has recently received a cast. So that's season's coming out. I'm not going to go over the cast list because I don't want to be judgmental. And they renewed Season 5 already. And they're
show's a good family show. I don't know why it would go away.
Yeah, you know, they have a celebrity holiday, Bricktober for 2023, which they did last year. They had celebrities come on the show. And then this one I thought was really, really cool for Lego people. Lego Masters Junior is announced. So they're going to have kids come in and play Lego Masters or be part of the competition.
That's cool. But it's going to be like anything where kids are like too serious about Lego.
Yeah. I'd be interested to see the ideas of a kid compared to an adult.
I think they'll be really good. I just hate to see sometimes for me when you see like any of the stuff, even if it's the cooking shows or whatever with kids, it's like, it seems like it drains some of the fun out of it because they're so serious about it already.
Right. And it said it'll be kids from 9 to 17, which have already had them TikTok kids on there that were like 15 and 16 years old.
Yeah.
The last season.
9 versus 17 could be interesting.
Yeah. A 10-year-old versus a 17-year-old and a Lego Masters.
That's a
yeah.
different mentality for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's all we had for today. If you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials at @Gaming_Stitch, @HoffmanShow. That was episode 556. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.